Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil, talk a little bit about the decision to do that and why this is somewhat controversial.
Well, it's interesting. It's not just District Attorney in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin. It's also District Attorneys in Alameda County, Contra Costa County, and all around the Bay Area and the state are sort of facing this question of what to charge and how seriously to charge. What we're talking about is the break-ins, the massive break-ins at Louis Vuitton in Union Square in San Francisco, and let's say Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek, and other of these sort of swarm robberies we're seeing. And, you know, when you look at them on the video, you say, okay, that's looting. A group, a large group, goes in, breaks in, rushes into a store, grabs stuff, and comes out. That's what we a lot of times on the street would be considered looting. But legally, what it has to do with is when you do it, and if it's done under when that area is in a state of emergency. In other words, if there's rioting going on and the governor declares a state of emergency, if there's a fire and the governor declares a state of emergency, or an earthquake or a flood or any natural or disaster happens and we're under a state of emergency and you commit a crime like that, well, then that's looting, and it carries a stiffer sentence. The question is, what was the state of emergency? And in the case of San Francisco and the other DAs, they're tying it to the COVID epidemic and the state of emergency that Governor Gavin Newsom declared. Now, whether that's applicable to this because it was in that time frame, or whether we were actually in a state of emergency, that's going to be the next question. What's the state of emergency?
So ultimately, a court will sort that out?
A judge will sort that out. Now, look, when these people are arrested and in situations like this, oftentimes district attorneys will throw the book at them and the kitchen sink and anything else they have. For example, in San Francisco, not only are charged with looting, but also with grand theft and receiving stolen merchandise. Then later, you know, as things progress, the charges are either increased or decreased as you feel out the terrain and what you can actually do. It's interesting that, and in this case, what might happen, in Contra Costa, they got it from the judge saying, I'm not buying the looting, so they pulled that back. And now they're issuing guidelines about what can be applied. San Francisco, we'll wait and see. What is interesting, however, in the case of San Francisco, is that Chesa Boudin usually doesn't play that way. He doesn't throw the book in the kitchen sink at people. He says, that's not fair. What we do is we reasonably charge. We don't overcharge like we have in the past and then pull it back. This time, I think in part because of pressure from the governor, part in pressure from that he's facing a recall for being too lenient, and part because of what everyone saw on the television and the video screens of these things, he's going with looting. Whether it stays with looting remains to be seen. But it's just another example of what you see in the street isn't always what turns up to what you'll be hearing in the courtroom. And looting's no exception.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.